I got in about 2 a.m. last night from a trip to New York, but that was okay because in New York time it was 5 a.m., so I figured it really wasn't that late at all. But I was in New York to attend a professional development course called Rav HaMakshir, which is about the practical applications of applying the kosher laws in our day and age. You may be wondering, why am I discussing this? Because I think that there is a way in which it speaks profoundly to us about the tension in our own lives between simplicity and responsibility. Simplicity and responsibility. So let me tell you what I mean by that. For me personally, I take the laws of kashrut very seriously. They're important to me. And in our home, we keep a very strictly kosher home. And yet simultaneously, we eat dairy foods out and about in the world. And it's how we manage to balance a lot of different concerns, being a citizen of the world, being able to interact with larger people and people outside our community. And simultaneously, I know that the food system in which we live is very strange, to say the least. And I'll give you a strange example. Most of us don't think about where our food comes from, but a simple can of string beans, which lists on it string beans, water, and salt, could actually be a dairy product. And if you have lactose intolerance, that could pose a problem for you. How does that work? These machines produce 400 cans of string beans a minute, or name the vegetable of your choice. If you've ever seen them, it's remarkable engineering. It's beautiful, these lines. I'm fascinated by this sort of technology. But to get the proper amount of salt into each of these machines, it's not like when you're cooking at home, taking a teaspoon and putting it in. They have to have little salt tablets, compressed salt, so that the machines can go boop, 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 and then have the water go in, and then the beans, right? This whole process. Well, in order to get the salt to stick together and make sure you get the correct amount, there was a long time, until just a couple of years ago, where they were using lactose as a sticky glue to keep the salt together. So I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I think people have allergies in our world and don't know why we have so much of it is because the food system is bizarre and complicated, and no one's required to indicate what is in it. But how does that get back to us? I take this notion of responsibility to follow the kosher law seriously as part of my own religious commitments, and I also want some level of simplicity and ability to live in the world. And I think all of us struggle with that also. It might not be for kashrut, but we all have issues where we know we have responsibilities and where we feel overwhelmed by them. And we call out in some way for methods to make our lives simpler. So what I want to do is actually spend a couple of minutes and ask you, in your lives, where have you found this to be a challenge? Where the responsibilities of your job, of you as a citizen, as you as a parent or child or student, conflicts with your desire that things be a little bit easier, a little bit more straightforward. Where do we start? Right. So this is, we have a very heated world. There is so much noise in this world, and we're desperate for it. It's everywhere, right? So there's that. I was studying the word simplicity because we're in an age where simplicity is all the rage. We have a magazine called Simple or Simple Living. We have a shoe company, I believe, called Simple or something like that. There was an age in the Baroque age where the best you could do in society was having the most complex, most ornate designs. And now our architecture even is clean, bare, because we're want to get rid of all that noise that's around us. So yes, where do we begin is a great question. So being here in service is a sense of simplicity. Can you just expand on that? Okay, so the sense of responsibility. Okay, so this is part of your people, part of your identity, and so you're here. Beautiful. So sometimes we say, yeah, I could be out shooting pool or whatever you do for fun. Beautiful. I do know that. And I know it's complex here. Beautiful. Jordan, did you hear that? So that's a gift of not just responsibility, but of the love and the concern that is behind our responsibility. So that's a beautiful compliment. Yes, right. Vegetarian could mean that you're only using meat broth or small pieces of meat. No, it's true. I mean, as a reformed chef, it's very, very much so. Yes. So that's actually a wonderful example, not of the how difficult it is to find simplicity, but also of a conflict between two different types of responsibility. Responsibility for your Jewish identity as you express it. And also responsibility for Derek Eretz, the notion of how we get along with one another. Wonderful. Right. So I think Steve hit on something very deep. We all run scripts, rules, pathways, including our instantaneous judgments that the mind makes because it's too much otherwise. And we can't get through it. So if I know exactly what I'm going to do, it removes the mental load from me, cognitive load, right? That's the way we're like, I can't deal with this. It's too much or, you know, the things that we feel. Wonderful. Let's take one more.
This is kind of delicate, but one of the things I do, among other things, is I involve with the Red Cross. So I will, especially if we've like just gone through, get calls and very short notice, asking if I'm available or something. And depending on the time, I may say no, or I may think twice about it. For instance, yesterday, at noon, I got a call to go to a house.
So I, it's a beautiful story, a poignant story, and I'm going to wrap up because we've got more praying and singing to do, but I always like to look at things structurally. I want to notice that almost everyone here, when we were giving examples, talked about when we lived up to our best, and we each gave examples of when we chose the complexity and the demands of responsibility. And maybe everyone in here is a tzaddik, but I think we also all know about times when we don't live up to that. So I'll leave that for us to think about when don't we live up to our own standards in that, and what can we do to balance that load a little bit better in a very complex, a very demanding world where we all feel the pressure weighing down on us in different ways. Shabbat shalom.